I have, when I read my poems, I like to read by the Monty Python principle. You've seen that show, some of you I know, and they're always moving from segment to segment by saying, "And now for something completely different." This is another poem which I think I probably read 6 years, 7 years ago. It's my poem about poetry readings, and I love to read it at poetry readings. It's a new genre of poetry by American poets, the poem about poetry readings. If you write out of your life and spend a third of it doing poetry readings, you're bound to get to it sooner or later. They are always very snotty and superior poems about poetry reading, because poets love poetry reading so much that they're ashamed to admit it. This poem is called To a Waterfowl. So you may have heard of it, yeah. Waterfowl enters and exits rather quickly. Women with hats like the rear ends of pink ducks applauded you, my poems. These are the women whose husbands I meet on airplanes, who close their briefcases and ask, "What are you in?" I look in their eyes. I tell them I am in poetry. And their eyes fill with anxiety and with little tears. "Oh, yeah," they say, developing an interest in clouds. "My wife, she likes that sort of thing." "I guess maybe I'd better watch my grammar." I leave them in airports watching their grammar and take a limousine to the Women's Goodness Club, where I drink Harvey's Bristol Cream with their wives and eat chicken salad with capers with little tomato wedges. And I read them The Erotic Crocodile and Eating You. When I have concluded the disbursement of my sonorities, crooning, "High on thy thigh, I cry high," and so forth, they spank their wide hands, they smile like jello, and they say, "My goodness, Mr. Hall, but you certainly do have an imagination." "Thank you indeed," I say. "It brings in the bacon." But now, my poems, now I have returned to the motel, returned to l'éternel retour of the Holiday Inn, naked, lying on the bed, watching Godzilla Sucks Mount Fuji, addressing my poems, feeling superior, and drinking bourbon from a flask disguised to look like a transistor radio. my poems, it is true that with the deepest gratitude and most serene pleasure, and with hints that I am a sexual Thomas Alva Edison, and not without collecting an exorbitant fee, I have accepted the approbation of feathers. And what about you? You laughing. You in the blue jeans. Laughing at your mother who wears hats. And at your father, who rides airplanes with a briefcase watching his grammar. Will you ever be old and dumb like your creepy parents? Not you, not you, not you, not you, not you.